Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, as you know, every Sunday morning. And thanks for tuning in. And thanks for those, I've been getting emails about people that want to go about our podcast. That's email me and say, just go to generations808.com. Let's have all our podcasts there. And for those that don't know what a podcast is, it's just our radio show. And we make a copy of it and put it on our website. And I guess the new term for radio shows that are on websites, it is called a podcast. I really didn't know that either, by the way. So when you see the thing, podcast, it's just a tape radio show. It's really only radio. It's not really TV. It's just radio. So people commentating on things. But thanks very much. I know a lot of you give it to your friends and family members. And I was talking to my friend yesterday. We saw him at a restaurant, and I just found out he's dealing with his mom. So I referred him to our website. Look on the caregiving tips, dementia tips. We had a physical therapist come on for different areas of issues relating to aging, like strokes, Alzheimer's. It's really important, guys. As we age, as we all get older, I mean, it's hard for me to say I'm 61, but I am. But we're also dealing with our parents, our relatives, and our neighbors. My two neighbors, as they aged, I've been trying to help them along the way. But it's just something that we're all going to face. We're all going to eventually die someday. We're all going to live longer than maybe we want to. And so it's really how to navigate aging. And that's one thing I've been preaching pretty much for the last 19 years. And 11 years with the magazine. So thank you for tuning in. Thanks for sharing it. Also, if you go on Facebook, just look for Generations 808, and you'll find us on a Facebook page. But our website really houses all the past issues, all the past radio shows. And as you guys know, we are doing webinars the third Wednesday of the month. You can click on there, and just there's no charge. It's free. You just click on the link over there. Look in a magazine, look for the link. And Rick Tabor does that. It's the third Wednesday of the month. Probably pretty soon we'll be doing two a month. A lot of great information. Now, those are webinars, Zoom meetings where you can see the person, you can see the presentation, the PowerPoint. If you need more information, you can email rick@generations808.com for more information, and if you want to copy the presentation. So it's really important. Great information, always experts like today's expert on travel and specifically cruises. Welcome to the show, Earl Liu from Ultimate Vacations.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's the morning. And these, as you guys know, we tape these. I don't go into the studio at 8 o'clock in the morning every Sunday. But it's just something that I think want people to realize. Don't call the station here at HOI Media. The Oldies Channel, Earl, if you listen to it, it's amazing how many people I run to almost weekly, if not daily. That he goes, yeah, I listen to that channel. I hear your commercials in the morning. But it is the greatest channel now for the 60s and 70s music. And more people are tuning in. So, yeah, welcome to the show. Give our audience a little background. So today, guys, this is June, end of June, early July. Travel restrictions are getting loosening a little bit. And Earl talks specifically about the foreign countries, because this is about cruises that we're going to go to from Hawaii, right? Or you fly out to the mainland and...
You'll fly from Hawaii to other destinations. Yeah. And I'll just review, first of all, what are the changing
landscape? Well, first of all, let us know about Ultimate Vacations and really what you guys do, because you guys have a multitude of different travel services.
Ultimate Vacations is a branch of International Travel Service. International Travel Service for this generation is probably one of the oldest travel companies that was... created in Hawaii.
I went to your website this morning. Actually, I saw that since 1947
or something. It was 1946. It was part of the Big Five corporations back then.
Oh, really?
Hawaiian Resorts,
okay.
Alexander & Baldwin, Matson Corporation, those companies that were developed for the Big Five. And International Travel Service was developed as a corporate travel arm to service the Big Five corporations.
Got it.
And at that time was also to help develop the hotel branch of, of the development of the Big Five.
Wow. And so now try and give our audience a little bit about what you guys actually do. So I know you do cruises. And then
we have two sites. We have a corporate site under International Travel Service for any companies who are looking for a corporate agency to handle their services, international travel, as well as domestic. But we also have Ultimate Vacations, which is our leisure division that focuses on leisure trips, whether it be land tour programs or cruise programs. We specialize, we partner with selected suppliers as well, everything from special cruise programs, which I will mention at the end. But we do a lot of that. Plus, we do land-based programs and unique programs where we actually will customize tours or either packages for individuals or for family. That way, when you have a customized program, you're not buying something off the shelf and then paying for additional services.
Right.
We tailor to what your time zone is.
So for our demographic, or I'll be honest with you, like my father turned 90 a couple of years ago, and we work with another travel agency specifically for Vegas. And so we took, I believe, 36 of us at the time. So we had a kind of a special rate there. But that's something, guys, if you're listening, if you're doing a lot of family reunions coming up because we couldn't travel since the pandemic, now as travel opens up later this year, 2021 and 2022, you want to travel more. I know I have clients take their whole family on cruises. One took their whole family on a Disney cruise, Mexico. I want to go on the Orient cruise and also the Scandinavian one, I think we talked about.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. My parents have gone on about, I'm not sure, about 12 to 14, 15 cruises around the world, and they don't want to travel anymore. They say, we've seen everything. But, I mean, I know you guys do a great job at cruises, and that's coming up. I know because of the pandemic, cruises were shut down, weren't they?
In fact, most of the cruises are still yet, for the most part, still
shut down.
Shut down. You'll find that only about any of the major cruise lines who may have like a dozen ships are only operating three ships at this time.
Wow.
Okay. So a lot of the routes on what the cruises are offering, you know, they're just starting up, and they have to go through a lot of hurdles, both with different governments, okay, what their terms are, as well as what different states are doing and what the CDC and other foreign governments want to on their travel restrictions.
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, every state is different. Like Hawaii is the safest place. However, our restrictions are loosening a little bit. Some states are already loosened up. But then you have different, like Orient versus Europe versus Australia. Everybody is so different. There's no conforming guideline.
Not at all. You know, for the perfect example, right now, Europe is tending to expand. They're showing more countries being open to the U.S. citizens and Canada. Okay. As of yesterday, France and Germany got on board to open up their borders to U.S. citizens, but you have to be fully vaccinated, okay, or prove, like coming to Hawaii, that you have taken the COVID-19 test and that you are not positive. Okay.
Yeah, wow.
But there's still a lot of resistance for countries wanting for just taking the negative COVID test because, as we have seen, you know, you can still pick up the COVID.
Yeah, in fact, but I was reading this morning's paper. For people that's been vaccinated, the amount of getting it again is less than 0.1%, they found, in terms of deaths. About 586,000 deaths in the U.S., only 1,200 from people that were vaccinated. So it's a very, very small percentage. So, you know, I can't say advocate for vaccines, but I recommend everybody get vaccinated. Because I still talk to some people every week that haven't got vaccinated. And I get everybody has a personal opinion, but, I mean, you're not going to die from getting vaccinated, I don't think.
No.
No.
I mean, there is a very minute chance of you having an allergic reaction to it. But, you know, you generally know it because your primary doctor will tell you whether you should take this vaccine.
If you've been to your PCP lately.
Oh, well, that's true. But, if you're 60 and over, you should be getting a physical.
Oh, absolutely. I think I recommend everybody get it once you turn 45 to 50. I've been doing that since I was about 48, I believe, getting annual physicals, getting a chest x-ray, all my blood vitals, everything like that. But yeah, I mean, but still, I know people in the healthcare field are not taking the vaccine. I have personal friends that are getting vaccinated. Whether it's this island or neighbor islands, it's just a personal opinion. And I get it. But as long as I'm vaccinated, I'm not really worried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing. We were at a health event, and everybody was vaccinated except for a couple of people. And I asked him, why don't you want to get vaccinated? He said, well, it's a personal opinion, but through my research, I need to know more about the vaccine. He goes, but then you're okay. If you got vaccinated, you're okay, right? I'm okay if I'm vaccinated.
Exactly. I mean, the levels of potency differs, though, with each of the vaccines.
Right. So Johnson & Johnson versus Pfizer versus Moderna, right?
Correct. Plus, you got other European brands as well. And you got COVID vaccines put out by Russia, China, okay?
Right.
They're out there. And they're distributing their vaccine to a lot of the third world countries.
Yeah. So I don't know if the CDC, I guess, is only in the U.S. But even World Health Organization doesn't really get involved with kind of normalizing all the vaccines.
No. The World Health Organization only looks at the scope of this pandemic and how it is hitting the world and what is going on and how the different variants are affecting the different regions of the world.
Yeah. So, guys, get vaccinated. If you're not sure, ask your primary care physician. But so, in terms of general travel, let's just talk about general travel safety measures. Of course, the mask, right?
Yes. The FAA, okay, is going to require you traveling through any airport and all airlines. You are still required, okay, to wear a mask. Today, at all times. But that is effective through the middle of September, which can be extended by the FAA. That is going to be dependent upon how the CDC looks at the variants that, you know, is expanding in the USA. Yeah. So it's all depends on, you know, about from the health organization, what they are seeing, okay, in regards to, you know, the mask wearing side of it.
Yeah.
So that's important.
I was reading a newspaper this morning, and they said nearly 60% of the population have been vaccinated or at least got one shot in the U.S.
Correct.
So if it gets to 70%, what they consider what's called herd immunity, you think they'll take away that restriction? But Hawaii is going to take away the restriction, I understand.
Hawaii will, but I don't believe the FAA is going to do that on travel because they look at it a whole different because you're in close quarters.
Yeah, airplanes, I mean, I'm seriously thinking about wearing a mask when I'm on an airplane because, yeah, those close quarters, I mean, that's a great way to catch a cold, get a flu, get bronchitis because it's in the air in a confined area, right?
Transmission is a lot easier when you're in a confined area, and especially when you're in an airport that's processing. You know, if you're in a major airport like Atlanta, Los Angeles, you know, some of those terminals, you know, you're seeing 100,000 people in the close proximity of each other all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just something I think, well, I get that. And so, yeah, I think, yeah, I even on cruises and everything like that. But anyway, so my parents just came back from Vegas, and they couldn't upload their vaccine card. So when they came home, but then when they got into the airport, they had to go to a special line because they didn't have an uploaded QR code. So they did show the vaccination card. Is that how it's going to be going? Like you said, we go to travel to the U.S. But I mean, vaccine card can still be. What do you call it?
Fudge?
Yeah. We're still going to fake those.
There are people who are...
Already.
Know, yeah, who have acquired them illegally, okay, and just, you know, written in, you know, looked at and copied just so they can really get moved freely within the United States.
Yeah. I'm not sure why... the hospital or the doctor, whoever you went to get your vaccine, why they don't notate you down and they create a database. I was thinking about that the other day.
I think it's an extra step of work that the hospitals really don't want to take.
Yeah, it's a lot more work.
Personally, they probably find that they're busy enough without it and they feel that you can take a certain amount of self-responsibility.
Yeah, but they're getting paid to give the vaccinations, right?
The vaccination is being covered by insurance, okay, right, or the federal government paying for the vaccine itself.
Yeah. So still wearing masks. You still need to social distance, right?
Exactly.
And then you show your travel, your vaccination card.
The reason why you really need to get a vaccination, because to enter any place outside of the United States as a U.S. citizen, they're going to require you to upload eventually, or what the European market has done, it created an online QR code that shows that you can pass through their borders.
Right.
Without having gotten the vaccination and going through and put professionally getting this QR code put into your
itinerary,
telephone, your itinerary, that thing, to prove it, they're not going to let you cross to the borders. Even though they're saying that they're opening the borders to U.S. citizens to get in. As I said, like France and Germany just opened their doors to U.S. citizens to enter their country. But they're still going to make you go take the rounds to making sure that you're not bringing the pandemic COVID cases into their country.
Is that because they kind of know the U.S. is getting ahead of the curve in terms
of people? We have the most vaccinated
really?
Population in the world at this current time.
Oh, I guess so. What about Asia, like Japan and Hong Kong and China?
They're very behind. For example, Japan. Okay, Japan, of their total current population, less than 5% of their population has been vaccinated.
That's what I hear.
Okay. And with that, and the general population is not happy, obviously, if you've heard about the Olympics being put on, but no one is really going to be allowed to view it. It's going to be predominantly on television. Yep.
They're going to be tested every day, from what I understand.
Yes.
And they're going to be in a special area, and we're not going to have contact with anybody. I mean, everybody is going to be tested every single day. So that's relatively safe, in my personal opinion. But I read somewhere that Japan is so low because they wanted to do their own testing for the vaccinations.
Correct? Yeah.
That's why they don't believe what U.S. is doing in the clinical trials. They want to do their own testing. And it's taking a little while in Japan. You know, I get it. I get it. No comment on that. But 5%, my gosh, that's so far behind.
And Japan has a much older, okay?
They're the oldest country in the world.
With the highest amount of senior citizens.
They're the oldest country in the world. Actually, next is Korea, and I believe it's some other country in Europe. We're actually about 10 years behind them,
mm-hmm.
where they have... we have going to be, by the end of 2030, we'll have 25% over the age of 60. They already have 25% over, I think it's 27% over 60 right now.
Correct. And every year as it goes on, it actually goes up a point to a point to 2 points.
Yeah. There was a study University of Hawaii did several years ago about that. In Korea, we're like 8 years behind Korea. Korea's behind Japan, but it's a scary thought. But in a lot of those countries, like Japan and Korea's, you know, a lot of kids move away, and you don't come back to take care of parents. So they're fortunate they have social insurance, social medicine, where the government will take care of them. You know, hopefully U.S. understands that, but it's going to be a major issue. But okay, let's dive into before we take a break. Oh, one more last thing before we driver's license. There was a thing early 2000 where they have to have a special.
Star
on the driver's license?
There's literally right now at least 8 to 10 states in the United States that has not even started to comply with that federal regulation.
What's a federal regulation?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. And that's so in order to move between on flights easily. It doesn't prevent people to travel on buses or cars. Okay. It's just so you can get on an airplane.
Just for airplanes?
Basically.
To go outside the U.S. or within the states?
That's within the United States for passing through TSA. Okay?
Well, I mean, because you have that star or not.
Yes.
Go through TSA. What does the star tell you?
That you've been verified that you are a U.S. citizen.
Well, I was a U.S. citizen verified before that.
They put another level in there.
Oh, I just think they want to make it current. That's why they just brought it up.
It's current, but with the fact that they want to verify that you are a U.S. citizen in the United States.
Yeah, but...
But there, as I said, there is 10, basically, I would hate to put it this way, Republican states that don't want to do it. And you're really talking about, 80 to 90 million U.S. citizens that do not have it.
Yeah.
But right now, because of the pandemic. They pushed that requirement out till October of 2023 right. now.
Oh, 2023?
Yes.
Oh, so, mother, forget about it.
Yeah, and so, if you have an expired driver's license or state ID, okay, you can travel in the United States using an expired license.
How is that?
Because they are accepting expired license, because most counties and states are not anywhere up to date in getting current driver's license and state IDs brought current because of being closed for almost 10 right, to 12 months right, themselves.
Right. But I remember when I got that, redid my license, they gave an option whether I wanted a star or not.
If they gave you an option, all it did was going to make it hard on you personally.
Yeah, even my wife got it. I think she renewed her license, I don't know, recently. And she had an option as well.
Yeah. Well, the other option
is... Why would it be an option for if it's required?
The other option is for you to get a passport.
Oh, okay. So the passport is more just as official?
It is as official or bigger because you're going to need it to travel abroad.
Yeah.
Okay. And a passport lasts longer than a driver's license because a driver's license is good 4 to 8 years, depending on what state you're in, where a U.S. passport is good for 10 years.
So real quick, before I take the first break, TSA, what's the news? Anything new on TSA pre-check?
Is that expect really long lines, okay? TSA is having trouble of getting employees back as well, okay? They're not trying to touch you at all or frisk you, that type of thing, because they're afraid of getting COVID. Believe it or not, that almost 8% of the TSA officers, okay, who man the station, have gotten COVID since the beginning of this year.
Wow.
So they're having hard time in bringing people back to that type of a position where they're interacting with so many people and having people breathe on them, okay? So trying to stay six feet away and everything else is a tough. And with that many of them getting sick and actually getting COVID, you know, it sounds like an ideal job before being a TSA officer.
Yeah, I have friends that are TSA. I have a relative as a TSA agent.
But you know, there are a lot of people who are TSA are afraid to going back to work.
Yeah, I get it. I don't blame them. But I'm curious I've run into a few people that were not tested. I'm sorry, they're tested, but they were not vaccinated. And especially for companies where you go to a restaurant or to the doctor or to the dentist, and that worker that's working on you has not been vaccinated, I would think that, and I know you can't make the requirement, but I would push to make that a requirement, you know, for dentist people, especially that are touching you, people in a restaurant that are touching your food and talking to you,
yes,
in a closed, and it's very busy, why wouldn't they be tested? But anyway.
That's a decision made by the company that you work for.
No, a company can't require them to be vaccinated.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that, you know, if you go look at currently the states of Florida and Texas, okay, you cannot be required to have taken the COVID license to get on the cruise ship. But the cruise ship has their own policy that they're requiring that 95% of the people who board the ship have taken the COVID vaccine, okay?
I thought it was a requirement that they have to be vaccinated.
Not if you get on a ship leaving from Florida Texas.
Oh, I see. Just those two states.
Well, probably Louisiana as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay? There are a lot of ports, okay, that are fall within the realms of Republican governors.
Yeah, I get it. We're going to take a short break here. We're here with Earl Liu from Ultimate Vacations. We're talking about travel safety within the U.S. and abroad. The second half, we're going to talk about Ultimate Vacations Cruise Division. I'm waiting to go on a cruise. We want to travel. We want to go abroad. So we're going to take a deeper dive into different types of cruises, the all-inclusive cruises, the differences, and some fun places to go to. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits, for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Welcome back to Generations Radio here. Thank you for tuning in this Sunday. And for those of you that are listening on our podcast, on our website, don't forget you can go to, if you have Spectrum, you can go to 883, which is doing all the radio channels, listen to it live like I do because I don't have a radio in my house. Or you can go to hawaiistreams.fm and listen to it on your computer. It's great. Because of Spectrum, I get to listen to on my TV, soundbox, sound. So it sounds really good because sometimes my wife doesn't want to watch sports all day long like I do. So she goes, can you turn the channel? So I turn to Hawaii Streams and put in the background music. Yeah, they have the best 60s and 70s music, so check them out, 101.1 FM. And 101.1 FM. I keep on getting it mixed up. Please tell your friends, families about Generations Radio every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. here on 101.1. Okay, so real quick, the June-July issue is out on the stands, and if it's empty, give me a call. Otherwise, the Times Pharmacy is probably one of the better places. There's, I believe, 10 or 11 locations on the island here in Oahu. But check that out. Slowly we'll get back to YMCA's. But look in the third page of the magazine. You'll see the third page of the magazine has all the different locations. If it's out, let me know. If you're on the neighbor islands, we do direct mail to neighbor island specific locations. Look at the long, safe ways around the island, but let list. And don't forget, you can check out our magazine online at generations808.com. And that's where I actually read it online myself because I can blow up the print. You know, I'm still fighting not wearing glasses every day, but I think I'm going to have to soon because I'm squinting my eyes too much. Check out Coach Larry's story. Great story. He's also one of the people that's behind the Hawaii Sports Hall of Fame. And if you've never been to the Hawaii Sports Hall of Fame, we do have a little short story on that. I'll just go find that page right now. It's actually on page 29. And you can see all the pictures. Have you ever seen that, Earl, at the Aloha Stadium downstairs? Probably not. Have you ever seen it?
I've been down there.
Okay, first time I went when we did a photo shoot last month at Aloha Stadium. I looked at that going, wow, it's incredible.
Not a lot of people get to walk through the rotunda. That's why.
Well, it's down at the bottom, and if you walk down the hall to the right, it's the players' locker rooms. A lot of people have not seen that. But it was great when we did a photo shoot with the players. We had Cliff LeBoy. We had Mike Perkins, we had Levi Stanley, Coach Lumpkin, Rick Blangiardi was there, and I can't remember the other two men that were there, but it was a great story. He's mentored and been a big inspiration to a lot of his players, especially around the community. So thanks to Coach Larry and his wife May for allowing us to do his story. Incredible man, incredible. People don't realize how intelligent that guy. He's got three or four degrees.
He's a professor. He's great.
Right.
I've taken Larry on a couple of cruises to Alaska.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
And one morning, he didn't want to go out with me to do shopping, so he and I sat and we had coffee for about 4 hours.
Really?
And we covered a lot of things in future and just talked story. He's a great person with tons of knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's really willing to share his insight.
He really is. You know, the first time I met him, I spent time with him. I was actually on a flight back from Kona, and we're at the airport, and my flight was delayed. So we sat there, and one of the first things he goes, you know, Percy, I've heard about the reverse mortgage. Can you explain to me what the reverse mortgage is? And guys that I know, I am a licensed reverse mortgage specialist with reverse mortgage funding. I have to, disclose that. And my NMLS number is 582-944. But yeah, he's got a PhD, and as we all age, we're going to age, but he's still got his wits and he's sharp, and he's trying to really revitalize the Hawaii Sports Hall of Fame, which we are doing right now as we speak. So thanks to Coach Larry and May. Okay, so cruises. You know, when I first met you a few years ago from our mutual friend Deems, I said, wow, cruise guy. I love cruises. I've been to Alaska. My wife has not been on a cruise, so we want to go on a cruise. But yeah, you know, I have several clients taking their families on cruises. And I was, you know, when I first looked at cruises, I say, wow, these rooms are so small, you know.
Well, let me kind of run you down the type of cruises there are. Okay. When you look at cruise boats, they're all different types. You got everything from your luxury cruise lines, okay, down to your major large cruise ships today, like Carnival Cruises, Royal Caribbean. You've got your celebrity cruises. But the average cruise ship size 4 years ago used to hold, you know, crew and guests of about 4,000 people.
4,000?
Yes. And we thought at that time 4,000 people on a ship was big.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Your new big ships coming out on the market is 8,000.
Double that?
Double that.
I remember the first cruise I went, well, the only cruise I went on, it was like 1996. I believe it was one of the newest, biggest cruise ships, and that was 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying 8,000.
8,000.
Yeah, you'll never see that person again once you pass by that person, right?
Well, the ships are a little bit wider, okay? And they're definitely 100 yards longer in order to accommodate that many people in cabins.
Yeah, I remember the cruise I went on, I think it was like 10 or 11 stories. Are they still about that?
They are even taller.
Wow.
Okay? You're getting, you know, these new mega ships, I tend to think they're almost top heavy. But, you know, they put a lot of weight on the bottom of the ships to keep them afloat.
Yeah.
And going into across the ocean, so they're, you know, they got good stabilizers on them.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing. The cruise I went on in the mid-90s, I was tested to that. So we had noticed that there was going to be some turbulence. And I believe we went to Outside Passage of Alaska. And you can't even see the water move in your glass. That's how stabilized it is. Some days, obviously, it was a little rougher, but for overall, you couldn't even see the water move in the glass.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good it is.
Yep, that's what they're doing. They're slicing through the ocean.
So real quick, before we get started, when we mentioned cruises, obviously, one of the first questions they ask you is, like, how safe is it, Earl?
Cruising is very safe, but it comes down to a matter of choice on what type of ship you're going to want to be on. There's obviously a difference between, you know, cruising for up and down the coast, and there's what is called an ocean line cruiser.
Right.
Those are like the Cunard cruises that transit from like London or the European coastline to the USA that just shoot across. They tend to be narrower in itself, but the major difference is that they're out there like the original cruise line going through, avoiding, they're built for speed. Okay, to getting from point A to point B, versus cruise line ships that, you know, float up and down, visits a lot
the coast,
of ports
right.
in a short distance.
Right, and so really for like us older people, we're not going to go to Mexico. I mean, Mexico is great; it's reasonable, but that's for the people that want to drink a lot and party a lot, right? All the younger
exactly.
guys, right?
Mexico, you know, the Riviera is really built for the younger college students coming out who wants to party hardy. That's the only way of putting it.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to feel out of place if you're over 35 on a Mexico cruise.
I know.
Hate to put it that way.
I know. My parents went on one in Mexico several years ago, and that's what they were mentioning to me. You know, they're I think they were like in the 80s at the time, and like, while they felt out of place. So let's talk about specific cruise areas. You want to talk about specials now, or you want to wait till the end?
Wait to the end. Let's just discuss a little bit what the difference is between a luxury cruise as well as the typical major ship cruise. Okay, the main focus, a luxury cruise ship would be like your Regent cruises, okay, that are out there, your Crystal cruises as such. And what you're going to get is an all-inclusive program where the number one thing that you're going to notice is the cabin size are going to be larger. Like Regent, they put out, you know, you're getting a cabin that every cabin on the ship is an outside cabin. There are no inside cabins.
How do they do that?
They just build the ship where everything is an outside cabin.
That's amazing.
Okay? And which is really good. But at the same time, every room, okay, on the Regent, on any Regent ship is a suite.
Oh.
Okay. It's just a matter what deck you're going to be on till you get to the owner's suite or the penthouse suite.
Yeah.
In itself. And again, it's all the different items that they throw in on the luxury cruise. The luxury cruise will come out saying they're possibly $25,000 to $3,000 more than your typical cruise from Royal Caribbean or to Carnival on the up end. But, you know, look at the things that you're going to get. They're going to throw in the fact that you're going to get business class airfare. Okay?
Well, how do they do airfare?
Because you're paying a little bit more for the whole package. You're getting a luxury experience on it. You're not pulling anything more out of your pocket, okay? So the value is going to be there. You're not going to have mass dining where, you know, 700 people eat together. Everything is a private dining room.
Wow.
Whether it be you're going to a sushi bar or you're going to go to a steakhouse on a ship or European cuisine. It's a restaurant. Feeling
I remember that's what I did. We had like massive people, you know, like
exactly.
A few hundred in that ballroom.
But you can, you know, if you have a family group, you can make reservations to take 20 of you at one time. They're big enough to do that, but they're very personal in service. You'll find more of a closer 1-to-1 crew ratio to passengers on board.
Wow, that's great.
And the number one thing, okay, I think between a luxury cruise and a big ship cruise today is the fact that you won't feel that herd environment.
That's what I remember about that. My cruise that I went in the mid-90s, it was a bunch of people, you know, so that's great.
And I think that's an important factor. But when you look at the things and you're wanting to go, considering that you go, people will say, wow, that cruise is $4,000 more than the cruise I bought to Alaska. But, you know, they're going to give you, they're going to take you into a port of departure a day earlier, okay? They're going to get you there in business class. They're going to give you your first night accommodation is included
people
in
the hotel.
Place. Yep.
Okay. That's what people don't realize. You got to fly in, depending on, like, let's say you leave on Saturday, you got to fly on like Thursday or Friday.
It allows you that, you know, that to catch up with the time zone.
Yeah, I recommend people do that because I didn't do it the first time traveling, and then when I traveled to Europe, I definitely made sure.
Being in Hawaii, if you're going beyond the West Coast, you know that. That time zone is going to be brutal, especially even East Coast and Europe even more so.
Yes, people don't realize that. But so, guys, look at the cost. But really, I tell people, especially if you're retired, quality of life is more important than a few dollars. I mean, to me, it's the experience.
Oh, exactly.
You know?
Because every port you pull into on a luxury cruise, they're going to give you a choice of 6 tours at your choice to take. And no, it's already included in that.
The tours are included?
Yes, the tours are included.
So you're talking about these, what do you call these, higher-end cruise? What do you call it?
Luxury cruise lines.
Versus the other ones?
Exactly.
But the other ones.
You're going to pay for all
everything.
Everything as you go along.
It's a la carte.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But currently, you know, your big ship cruises out there are coming out right now to entice people back into taking a cruise. You're going to get the gratuity, they're going to cover that right now.
The tip?
the tip.
It's included?
It's included.
Oh.
Okay. But it's included on the luxury side as well.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty good. You're now, all the cruise lines are now including Wi-Fi. Before, you had to pay for it, which is being a connection. Because it before,
Wi-Fi on the open ocean?
On the open ocean, because
wow.
the ships have brought it in. Wi-Fi used to cost the ships, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 an hour.
An hour?
Yes.
A day, an hour. Wow.
An hour, because there's only one satellite company that supports all the cruise lines for Wi-Fi.
Oh.
They have an exclusive on that.
Right.
Most people don't aren't
so that,
aware of it.
Now it's all... Now it's all inclusive?
They've managed to figure it out to put it into the price and make it as a benefit.
Yeah.
And right now, all of the cruise lines into the Tides are giving you your basic classic beverage package, which is, you know, your bar pour stuff, not your real high-end.
Table wine.
Exactly. Okay.
So
you can buy up, if you want, to the higher-end drinks and packages if you want.
So you're in the open ocean. You can read your email?
Yes, you can eat your email.
That was one thing I noticed. That's one thing I noticed.
Yeah, today it's being staying in contact, okay? Which is, and there's some really, really good values out there, okay?
Yeah,
you'll see great values from NCL, Carnival, Celebrity Cruises as such. And I'll bring up a couple of things that we have got going on. But besides your big super ships today as such and the destination, you have other types of cruising, which are river cruising. Okay, there are a lot of good river cruising. Predominantly, most river cruising is centered around Europe.
Yeah, we're about to, I've heard about that, and I've had several of my clients really love that. And it's a smaller boat, right?
It is a smaller boat, generally holds only about 120 people.
Okay.
Because a riverboat has to fit under some
people?
Of these bridges. About 120 to 150 max.
From 8,000 to 120 people?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Because on a river, okay, you've got problems with the fact that if there's not enough water in the river, the boat can't sail.
That's true.
And if you got too much water in the river, then the riverboat can't get under the bridge because it's too high.
That's true. So what are like if let's say I say Earl, I've heard about river cruises. What are some good ones?
The main ones have been your Rhine River cruise,
right.
your Danube cruises,
right.
your cruises that go through France for the wine tours and programs and stuff.
We like Italy. What about Italy?
Italy doesn't really have wine river
really?
Cruises.
No. Oh, okay. Well,
Spain has a few.
Oh.
Okay.
I heard France. Yeah. Plus, you can go to all the wine regions, right?
Exactly. You can sail on the Danube, though. It'll take you all the way down to the Baltic if you want.
And how many days is that?
You're going to be looking probably at almost a 10 to 12-day river cruise that will take you through Germany, Hungary, as such, down
really?
To the Baltic.
You know what the kind of estimate price you think will be next year?
Well, this year right now, you're seeing pricing on that going... you're probably looking at a 10-12 day. It's probably still averaging between $4,000 and $5,000 per person, depending on the type of cabin that you're getting.
It's not that bad. No. I was going to say $10,000,
but it's covering
$5,000.
Well, it's going to be about that for a couple. Okay.
Yeah. But for individual, yeah.
But you're also looking on a river cruise that you don't have the balcony. They have what is called French doors. Okay. In other words, it's like a sliding door to get fresh air.
Oh.
Okay, there's nothing that you can sit out on your balcony at night, okay, and watch everything go by. You can open at night going through during the summer and as they cruise between city to city. But the great thing about river cruising is that they stop in the different ports.
Right.
You're in the ports every day exploring the little towns, the castles along the rivers itself.
So they dock in the morning and leave at night?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's what I remember doing. But we've been to Paris and Italy, and we love just walking around.
Yeah.
We just love walking around. And we went to a farmer's market. I couldn't believe it. It was in Rome, outside of Rome. And we told the taxi cab driver, just drop us off far away. We'll walk back. You're going to walk back? It was like 2.5 hours to walk back, which was fine. But, I mean, we saw some farmer's markets. The strawberries were about as big as my fist. I'm like, did you see that? And asparagus. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it was as big as a Portuguese sausage, asparagus. Like, holy smokes. What are they growing over here? But it was fantastic. I mean, yeah. So what are the favorite cruises are there?
Well, you got cruises that specializes like in the Danube, I mean, or in Holland when the tulips come out, that specializes in that season.
Uh-huh.
If you're into flowers, you got the Christmas tours that go from November through almost Christmas itself. That is shopping market into little cities along the Rhine and the Danube River, which are really neat.
Yeah, but that's cold.
It is cold.
I love the heat. I mean, cold to me, I love to go to San Francisco. Cold, 45, 50, yeah, I'm good. Anything below that, I don't know.
Well, you're
going
to like to have a few hot toddies along the way.
Yeah, but I mean, not every day. I don't want to wear, I don't want to wear a parka every day. And then I like to walk around in shorts and a polo shirt.
Well, then you definitely are a summer river cruiser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've heard, like I said, many, many good comments. What is your favorite place? What place are you saying, wow?
I enjoyed, I like the river cruises if you're taking a river cruise up the Rhine River, because there's something exciting around every turn.
Every day.
The view is so different. And I like the wines, the German wines, the French wines that you can get along the way are spectacular. And they're boutique wineries. They're small wineries. They're not massive things. And you get to visit the little towns and the restaurants and the shops.
Yeah. When we went to both those countries, Rome and Paris, like, you know, we was on my wife's hotel thing, but we went out a couple of days on our own. We went to Venice on our own, and yeah, these small little mom and pop places, unbelievable. You know, I'm kind of a foodie. I worked in restaurants for 10 years, and you know, anytime I go to a restaurant, I want to see the winest. And we went in Rome, especially in Paris, we want to see the winest. That's why the second day, one guy goes, you know, our table wine is very good here, you know, sir. Of course, he had an accent, and it was like $6-7. Like, okay, I'd rather spend $20-30 get a really good bottle of wine. You could do that. But one day I tried it. I go, oh, my God, this wine is so good. For $6-7, I never spent anything more than that, you know. And then when I was ready to fly back, we went to a liquor store. You know, we figured we'd go to a liquor store. And, man, the amazing amount of liquor they have. Like, you know, in the U.S., I like champagne and tequila. Champagne, of course, is Dom Perignon, Cristal, you know, all these big name away. And so I asked the guy to show me around, and he goes, that's all expensive because all the marketing dollars, the market in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, try these. And you never heard of them, of course. They don't sell them outside of U.S., I mean, outside of Europe, but way better and cheaper.
The quality level is excellent because they are known within their regions, okay?
Yeah.
And they have to be, it's like your local consumer, you know? If you can't get your local population to back you, because that's their bread and butter, then, you know, they have to be good all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you this. I just thought about it. I was talking to a client of mine a few weeks ago about getting out and traveling more. And her husband wanted to go on a cruise. The wife did not. I said, why don't you like cruising? Have you been on a cruise? No, I'm never going to be on a cruise. I said, why not? I'm really scared. What would you say to that?
It's safe. You have never heard of a ship, okay? A cruise line sinking since the Titanic. Okay.
Well, there was some small ones, but nothing major.
I mean, there has been, like 20 years ago, you know, expedition cruise that was in Antarctica that ran into an ice floe, and they didn't realize they ripped the side out. But they were able to get everybody off the ship into lifeboats and whatnot, take their belongings, their valuables, and they were rescued. You know, very
safer than a plane.
Exactly.
The only thing, I like a plane better because, man, if you crash, you're not going to live. You're going to instantly die. Not going to be any pain. You're going to instantly die. But, okay, got a couple more minutes. Special cruise, special deal you got?
Yes. No, right now, let me point out, you know, right now cruising is open for Alaska. If anybody was thinking about going to Alaska this year to take an Alaska cruise, I do not recommend it. Mainly because a lot of the ports that you pull into in Alaska, okay, are very small towns, okay, that only on an annual basis have 500 people who live there. And when a cruise ship pulls in, you know, two or three major big cruise ship. There's 10,000 people getting off the cruise ship for 500 people who got there.
You know, when you mentioned that, when I was talking the other day, you mentioned that. I goes, no, I want to go. And when you brought up these points, yeah, you're right. Hard to bring back employees.
Exactly. They're
not going to have any people on excursions.
Exactly. They can't support the infrastructure to see and do things this summer because they did not believe that Alaska was going to reopen and they couldn't afford to hire people to come back. It's like an overhead that, you know, it was a 50-50 and they didn't want to gamble on losing their shirt where they already lost their shirt from last season.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Okay, so what other special you got?
We're offering for Alaska is a great cruise program on several cruises that go 7 nights from either Alaska or from Seattle back and forth up there. The prices start from, as low as $1,069 plus port taxes going up.
How many days is that?
It's a 7-night cruise.
For $1,000?
$1,069 per person for two people inside. But we're going to, you get with that, you know, an inclusive beverage package, that's part of it, Wi-Fi, and your cruise gratuity. If you book, if you're an early booking deposit on it, we'll give you also for, depending on your cabin type, onboard credit, where it'll be either $100 or $200 to spend on the discretion that the cruise line is going to give
you. Okay, what's those dates for that one now?
This is for next summer, anytime from May through August.
He goes, Alaska, you can't go after September, October?
Early September is the last time you want to do it. And even August, you're going to want to consider, you know, which trip you do, because in August, well, the one thing that most people don't bring up is that along the coast, you know, starting in August, you get fog.
Oh, yeah.
And if you get fog that goes to the bay.
You can't see nothing?
Nope.
I had fog one day when I went on a cruise.
And the captain is not going to go into any of these bays because he can't afford to hit an iceberg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow, $1,000. That's a deal, Earl.
Exactly. Plus, you know, what we're going to do, as an additional bonus, we're going to give everyone who buys an inside cabin a choice of a bottle of wine or a bottle of champagne.
Mm.
If you go upgrade and you take in also a window cabin, we'll give you a choice of that plus chocolate strawberries.
Wow.
If you grab a balcony cabin, we will do that, and we'll also throw in a fruit basket. So you get three amenities depending on the balcony cabin if you want. But at the same time, you're going to get a special rate, that is lower, and we're going to give you these extra bonus values, that you won't have there.
Okay.
So there are a lot of different things. The other area that is terrific that we've got is that we've got special rate on a top-end luxury tour cruise on the Paul Gauguin in Tahiti for 7 nights.
And how much is that one?
Your Tahiti cruise will start from, per person, it's going to run you for about $2,500 for a 7-night cruise, all-inclusive.
$2,500? I think my Alaska cruise that I went on in the mid-90s, was more than that. I believe it was like $3,000 to $4,000.
Yep. And this is a five-star.
That's a great deal.
It's a five-star ship. All your food, all your meal. No, it's almost one-on-one. And it's a small cruise ship. It's a luxury cruise ship within Tahiti. And what it makes it good is unique. It's so different from Hawaii cruising within the island. Tahiti looks like what probably Hawaii represented in the 30s and 40s.
I have a good buddy of mine. He lived over there. He actually worked on a cruise boat back in his 80s. He actually married a Tahitian girl, by the way. When back then, of course, the Tahitians were living on the beach, and they didn't have tops on, so he married one of them. Okay, one last tip before we head out of here, Earl.
Sure. Okay, let me tell you a couple last tips. Be careful. Make sure if you need a car or you're doing a rooming car pack, make sure that your car is secured. Also, airline schedules,
Yeah.
If you get canceled, your flight gets canceled, and the agent says, go to the front, try and figure out call information that you can't help. No, you don't walk away. You get them to help you, service you, get on the next flight. Because if you queue up on a line or get, the chances are you're not going to leave that airport for days, And that's going to be at your expense. So, the American carriers are saying, you can take another flight, change it. There's no change fee. Change fees only apply to the U.S. carrier.
Oh.
You're on an international airline.
Oh, yeah.
There are change fees, So please remember that.
Okay. So if I cruise, I want you on my cruise so you can give me all these tips here, I'm telling you. But anyway, we got to finish up. Earl, what's the best way that people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me or any of my agents by calling 949-8100 and hit any extension for any agent, and they'll be happy to help you. Answer any of your questions. If you call 949-8100, extension 7, you'll reach me directly.
Oh, extension 7, guys.
Extension
7. You want the expert here. What about your website?
Our website is ultimatevacations.com.
Yeah, I just Googled you this morning, actually, and I found it very easily.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's ultimatevacation.us. I changed it.
Oh, did you change? Okay.
Yes.
Well, you just Google it. It'll go out. You give it a link. You don't have to worry about the .com or .us. But Earl, thanks so much. He's going to be in the October-November issue of Generations Magazine. Look out for that. Hey, $1,000, $2,500, that's a deal, guys. And so we all want deals like myself. And I'd love to go to Tahiti. I remember thinking about that one. So, Errol, thank you very much. Ultimate Vacations, check them out. An October-November issue coming up very soon. As always, everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
591-4777. Who's got the best deals in Vegas around? Who's got the best deals? Call
591-4777
today. Vacations Hawaii.
Vacations Hawaii.
Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play.
Good luck. We go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.